Today's shiur is Maseches Brachos Daf Kuf Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKotshim She'ir Bem Sul Kodim L'Shetim. Any Kotshim that become disqualified before the meat is separated from the skin, Ein Arisayim L'Kahanim. Then the Ar, as we learned in the previous shiur, the hide of the Kabonis of the kachkachim go to the kohanim. In such a circumstance where the meat became disqualified prior to it being separated, then the halacha is that it will not go to the kohanim. Lachav sheitah. But if the meat became disqualified after the skin was separated from it, then the halach is, are the same with kohanim, the R does go to the kohanim. On Rav Chanin Sgan Kohanim, to which Rav Chanin Sgan Kohanim comments, Miyomai lo yu'isi or shiyotz l'beis reifa. As we learn in the Gemara, Rav Chanin is teaching us that I never saw a situation where the skin was separated from the animal, that the skin should have to be burnt, that the skin should be considered disqualified. Amar Rav Akiva, says Rav Akiva, Midvar of Lamadnu, when we understand what Rav Chanina is saying, we seem to be saying, Shemashras Bechor, V'nimtza Treifa. We know that the Aloch is, and we will discuss this more extensively in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, that the Aloch is, that a Bechor that's a Balmum, the Aloch is that it should be given to the Kohen, and the Kohen brings it, uses it as his private meat. If the Bechor is separate, if the meat of the Bechor is separated from the hide of the Bechor, and then the Bechor is discovered to be a treifa, so obviously the halacha is that one may not eat the meat of that Bechor. And normally, as we will learn in the Gemara, the halacha is that if you can't eat the meat of a bechor, that bechor should be buried with its hide. Here, because the hide was separated from the meat prior to the discovery that the meat is disqualified, that the hema was a treifa, here the halacha is shiyosa kohanim la'oyrei, that the kohanim may benefit from the hide. And interestingly enough, the Teres Yisrael asks, why did the Mishnah use the word Shiyosa HaKohanim L'Oroi, not the same wording that we learned previously, Oroi L'Kohanim? So explains the Teres Yisrael that in the case where a carbon was brought to the Mizbeach, and it's a good carbon, so the Torah, as we learned in the previous shiur, teaches us that the Kohanim get the or of such a carbon. However, here we're not talking about a carbon. The clear we're referring to a situation, but we're trying to learn that, as we just said a moment ago, that were we to know that this Bechor was disqualified before the or was separated from it, then the entire carbon would be Aser Bahano. So the Gemara wants to draw the distinction that here, because we only discovered that it's disqualified after the or was separated from the basar, she also la'oroi, that isra hanah that I mentioned would not apply. Furthermore, there's a very interesting brisker Rav. The brisker Rav quotes his father, Reb Chaim, that says that when we shecht an animal that's not kosher, the shechita is a meaningless shechita. So, ask the brisker Rav, if so, here we have this bechor that was slaughtered and discovered to be a treifa, so never had a proper shechita. And since it never had a proper shechita, why may they benefit from the or? There was nothing to be matter the bechor. Says the brisker Rav that we see from here a chiddush, that even though the shechita won't be meaningful to make it a kosher, an edible animal, it will be effective enough that it should allow that the or should be eaten. The Chum disagree with Rechanina Sagana Kahanim, and they say the fact that you never saw that once the or was separated from the basar, that the or should be burnt, that isn't a raya, that is the halacha. Rather, the halacha is that if the basar is pasul, yetzil beis ha-sreifa, then not only must the basar be burnt, but so too must the or be burnt. And I saw two very important comments on the Mishnah. The Chachamim are saying to Chanina Sagana Kahanim, what the fact that you're saying that you never saw such an occurrence in the Beis HaMikdash really doesn't mean anything. Because maybe you never saw it, but that doesn't mean that that is the halacha. Say to Mepharshim, let's try to understand the opinion of the Chachamim. As we're going to learn immediately in the Gemara, the opinion of the Chachamim is based on how they understand Pesukim. So why are they speaking to Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim and saying to him, the fact that we never saw it is a raya, the fact that it was never seen doesn't make your minute into a valid minute. They should have said, we have a pasuk that clearly indicates that so is not the halacha. Says Sayyid Mepharshim, from here we see a tremendous chiddush. Even though the Chachamim have a pasuk to back up their position, if the minig that Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim were to be considered a full-fledged minig, then we would follow that minig. It's only because lo re'inu ein araya, that the way you are trying to establish the minig is not in a halachically acceptable method of establishing a minig, will we not follow the minig. But will you to have an acceptable method on how to establish the minig, we would follow the minig, even though we have a pasuk that says differently. From here we see the power of a minig. In fact, there's an interesting shach. The question is, can we establish a minig by the fact that we didn't see something occur? Our Mishnah seems to be saying, lo yinu ein araya. So the shach wants to make the following distinction. He says, there's a nafka minig between a minig that is established on something that happens often, even though we didn't see something happening. Then, even though the minig is being established through not seeing something happen, it's a valid way of establishing a minig. Only, says the Shach, in a case like our Mishnah, where it isn't that common altogether that kabbonis should become possible, there and only there, can we not establish a minig because we through not seeing something happen. But something that we could see doesn't happen often, that is a legitimate way of establishing a minig. Before we begin our Gemara, the Gemara Mitzvashem, very soon on Daf Kuf Talad Amun Aleph, is going to quote a machloikis between Rav Elezer, Rav Shimon, and Rebbe. The case that they discuss is a situation where we should first establish what is the usual way kabbonis were brought. Usually, the way kabbonis were brought, that they did the shechita on the animal, and they immediately did the kabbalas hadam, and the alochas hadam, and the zrikas hadam, all before they separated the hide from the animal. The reason that was normally done is because they want to do, or the halacha is you have to do zrikas hadam before the blood congeals. And in order to make sure that that be done, they did the Zerikas Adam immediately after the Kabbalah and the Halacha, and afterwards only did they do the separating the Hefshit of the hide from the Basal. However, Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon discussed a situation where they did Hefshit, they separated the Or before they did the Zerikas Adam, and then the basar becomes disqualified. And we'll discuss in a moment what type of disqualification is meant. So now, the zrikas hadam will certainly not be effective for the basar. The basar became disqualified. The question is, can zrikas hadam be done for that or? The opinion of Rebbe is that it may, The opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon is that it may not. And here, just to mention, there's a machlokus Rashi in Tosfos. What is the case that the meat became disqualified that we're discussing? According to Rashi, if the meat became tamei or it went outside the azara, there everybody would agree we could do zrikas hadam just for the aron. The machloikas of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, according to Rashi, which is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, is in a case where the basar got lost or the basar got burnt. Tosfos learns that the machloikas is strictly in a case where the basar got tamei or went outside the azara. That's where Rebbe says that the zrika may be done for the or alone, and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon disagrees. However, in a situation where the meat got lost or burnt, according to Tosfos' understanding, even Rebbe would agree that the Zrika can't be done for the RLO. So now we begin the Gemara. The Mishnah began, says the Gemara with the words, Kol Shloi Zocha Mizbeach with Basara, that if the Mizbeach can't get the Basar, Loi Zocha Kahan Ba'arai, then the Kahan can get the hide. Which seems to indicate that even if the R was separated from the Basar, you can't do Zrika Sadam for the R alone, that the Kohanim should be able to get the R. Mani, whose opinion did that seem to represent? As we just said, it represents Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. The Omer that says, Ein Hadam Ratzal R B'fnei Atzmai. You can't do Zrika Sadam just for the R. Ask the Gemara, but let's continue learning the Mishnah. Eima Seifa, Kala Kachim, She'ir Ben Psul, Kodma Shaitam, Eina Rasein Lukahanim, that if the Basar became disqualified before it was separated from the Or, then the Kohanim won't get the Or, because we won't do Zrika just for the Or itself. Lachav Shaitam, but it seems that our Mishnah is of the opinion that if first the Or was separated from the Basar, and only then the Basar becomes disqualified, I was saying, look at Hanim, that the Kohanim would get the R, because we could do Zrika for the R itself. This, says the Gemara, represents Asim Rebbe, it follows the opinion of Rebbe, Dama, who is of the opinion, Hadam Ratzal R B'fnei Atzmai, that you could do Zrika's Adam just for the purpose that the Kohanim should be able to get the R. So ask the Gemara the obvious question, Reisha, the Reisha seems to be following the opinion of Elazar of Shimon, and the Sefer seems to be following the opinion of Rebbe. Amar Baya, so Baya explains the Mishnah. Mid the Sefer Rebbe, he, if we've established that the Sefer follows the opinion of Rebbe, Reisha nami Rebbe, he, then the Reisha also must follow the opinion of Rebbe. However, Umay the Rebbe, Shein Heshet Kodin Zrika, as we said in our introductory remarks, Rebbe indeed holds that if you separated the R from the Basar, and then the Basar gets disqualified, you can do Zrikas Hadam for the R itself, and the Kohanim will get that R. Either Reisha seems to say that that's not the case, says Rebbe, that the Reisha is referring to the normal situation, where normally they don't separate the R from the Basar prior to the Zrika. But indeed, if the R was separated from the Basar prior to the Basar becoming disqualified, and you did Zrika, and you could do a Zrika just for the R itself. Ask the Achronim if that's the din, that according to Rebbe, as long as the R was separated before the Basar became disqualified, then the halachi is, you could do Zrika for the R itself, which is what the Mishnah, which is what the Sefer of the Mishnah indicates. So why do we have to mention the Reish at all? So I saw two Terutzim and Achroinim. One Terutz Achroinim suggests is that the Mishnah is teaching us that even according to Rebbe, as we just said, L'chatchila, the Or should not, one should not do Zrikas Adam for the Or itself. And we'll see this explicitly in the Gemara soon. Another Terutz that the Sfas Emes suggests, that even though Rebbe holds that if the R was separated from the Basar, and we could do Zrika for the R itself, even though the Basar is disqualified, Rebbe will agree, says the Sfas Emes, that if the Dam if the blood becomes disqualified, then we can't do Zrika for Or itself. And that's what the Reish is alluding to, that only if the Basar is disqualified and the Or is separated from it, can we do a Zrika for Or itself. But we can't do a Zrika for Or itself with disqualified Dan. Rava, however, Rava has a different way of understanding the Mishnah. He says, "Mid the Reish of Elazar of Shimon, if we've established that the Reish follows the opinion, seems to be following the opinion of Rav Elazar of Shimon, that even if it's separated, the Or from the Basar, we can't do Zrika for itself. Sefer Nami, the Sefer also represents the opinion of Elazar of Shimon. What does the Mishnah mean when it says, Kodem Hefshit? What does the Mishnah say that if it became disqualified before the skinning of Acha Hefshit and after the skinning?" Says the Gemara, the word Hefshit isn't to be understood actual skinning, but rather the way to understand it is Kodem Shneir Hefshit or Ach Shneir Hefshit. If the Basar became disqualified before the Zrika, Kodem Shneir Hefshit, before the Zrika, then the halacha is that the R, we can't do Zrika and the R will not go to the Ganim. If, however, it became disqualified, if the Basar became disqualified after the Hefshit, after the Zrika, then we could give the R to the Kahanim. So the Achroinim ask, if that's the way to understand the Mishnah according to Elazar of Shimon, so why did the Mishnah use the word Hefshit? The Mishnah should have used the word Zrika, because according to the way we're understanding, the difference is if the Basar became disqualified according to Elazar of Shimon prior or after to the Zrika. So I saw that Rav Ari Leib Malan tries to explain that even that Rav Elazar of Shimon agrees that it's the Hefshit that makes the R Mutter or Asr. But he says that Hefshit is not permissible until the Zrika takes place. So in other words, conceptually, he may agree that the issue was the R separated or not. But the R, since the R may not be separated until the Zrika takes place, that's why the Gemara uses the word Hefshit, because it wants to teach us that the main point is the Hefshit, which is connected to the Zrika. Again, here too, the Achroinim asked the question, if according to Rav Elazar of Shimon, everything Rav Elazar of Shimon's point is made in the Reisha, why did the Mishnah have to quote the Sefer? So, say the Achroinim, the Panim Iris answers, that the Mishnah wants to teach us in the Sefer only that the only time Rav Elazar will allow the R to be used is only after the Zrika. But we would think that if the Zrikas Hadam took place, even though the Basar was already Pasul, it should be effective to help the Kohanim get the R. Teaches us the Mishnah by emphasizing the Sefer that a Zrika done after the Basar is Pasul is a meaningless Zrika. Another way, which will be that the Achroinim suggests, the Shasem says this Pshat, will be relevant to a Gemara that we're soon going to learn, that the Rav Elazar Rav Shimon is of the opinion that let's say the Basar was Pasul before the Zrika, but we only became aware of that disqualification after the Zrika. Since according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, at the time of the Zrika, the Basar has to be kosher, has to be good Basar, and here it turns out that it wasn't. So even though we weren't aware of it during the Zrika, not only will the Basar be prohibited, but even the R of such a situation will be prohibited. So as we said a few moments ago, the Gemara tried to connect our Mishnah to the Machloikis of Rebbe and Rav Elazar of Shimon, and the Gemara quotes that Machloikis. My Rebbe, my Rav Elazar of Shimon. The Tanya. Rebbe, Oima, Hadam Meratzal Arbus Neatzmai. The Zrikas Hadam has the ability to affect the R by itself. However, Shuam Abasar, but if the R is connected to the Basar, there it makes no difference. Now by Psul, by Kaim Zrika, by Lach Zrika, It makes no difference when the boss becomes disqualified. The R2 Harei Kriyotz Boy will be disqualified. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, and a dam rats al or b'fnei atzmai. The dam, the zriksa dam, cannot affect the or by itself. Ukshum a basur, not about psul kaim zrika, and therefore if the psul of the basur came prior to the zrika, harei kriyotz boy, then the zrika will not be effective for the or also. Acha zrika, but if the psul, if the disqualification of the basur only happened after the zrika sadam, since there was an effective zrika even for the basur, even though now the basur is disqualified, yashiten of aril kahanim, we could give the or to the kahanim. And as the Chazon Ish explains, there are two very separate machloikasin between Rabbi Elazar of Shimon and Rebbe, to the degree, says the Chazon Ish, that they're so different, they're so separate, that we could paskin like Rebbe in one machlokes, and we could paskin like Rebbe Elazar of Shimon in another machlokes, and it wouldn't be a problem because they're two distinct machlokes. So let's explain what the two machlokes are. The first machlokes is in a situation where someone separated the or from the basur prior to the zrikas adam, and the basur becomes disqualified. Rebbe's opinion is that we could still do zrikas adam for the or. Why? Explain that, Achroinim. Because Rebbe is of the opinion that the Or is connected to the Basur, and that the Zrika for the Or cannot be a good Zrika for the Or only as long as the Or and the Basur are connected. But here, if the Or and Basur are separated, as we just explained, one could do Zrika for the Or itself. Rebbe Elazar of Shimon disagrees. And we're going to see in a moment that the reason for Rebbe Elazar of Shimon is because he is of the opinion Im ein basur ein dam. We can't do zrikas adam according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon just for the or. And here, since the basur is disqualified, to do zrikas adam for the or itself, we cannot do. And that's one machlokes between Rabbi Elazar of Shimon and Rebbe. Now we have another machlokes. The or and basur are connected, and everything is fine, and we do zrikas adam, and then the basur becomes disqualified. So according to Rebbe, if the Or is connected to the Basur, if the Or is still on the Basur, then they travel together. So even though it's after Zrikas Adam, if the Basur becomes disqualified, since the Or is connected to the Basur, the Or will also be disqualified. Rebbe Elazar of Shimon here will be the Makel. And here he's going to hold that since during the Zrikas Adam, it was an effective Zrikas Adam, because when the Zrikas Adam took place, the basur was still fine. Even though now the or and basur are connected, if something happens to the basur, even though they're physically touching, it won't affect the or, and the basur will be disqualified, and the or will be fine. Suggest the Gemara, the Lema, should we perhaps say that the machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Yeshua is the same machlokes with Rebbe Elazar of Yeshua Kamefugi? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, V'sisoy v'secha abosav adam. Rav Shua says, if ein dam ein basar, and ein basar ein dam. If there is no valid blood, we can never have the meat. And furthermore, if something happens to the meat, we don't do zrikas adam. Rav Elazar, dam af bishem basar. We could do zrikas adam even if the meat is not here or became disqualified. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'dam zvachach yishafek. You could do zrika even if there is no basar. In Cain asks Rebbe Elazar, what will we do with the pasuk? Matam loyim v'asisa alisecha habosav adam. Mat loyim lach to teach us. Ma dam zrika, just like the dam was put onto the mizbeach through throwing the blood on the mizbeach, af basur, so too should the basur be put on the mizbeach through zrika. Halamanata, as we have learned, sherevach yesh ben kevesh the mizbeach. There's a space between the ramp and the mizbeach. That's to show us. That the basur should be thrown onto Mizbeah, not dragged onto Mizbeah. And as Tosis in the Masechta Pesachim teaches us, the halacha could be that way, that you have to throw the basur onto the Mizbeah, even if there were no space between the kevesh and the Mizbeah. And furthermore, the space wasn't a very big space. The Torah specifically wants us to have a space albeit a small space to remind us that the basur should be put onto the mizbeach through throwing, not through dragging. Says the Gemara, Lema, Manda Mechortza, Rebbe will agree with Rebbe Lezer. The Rebbe will hold that you could do Zrikas Adam for the oil itself, even though you don't have the basur, because the basur became disqualified. And Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon's opinion would be like Rebbe Yeshua, that if the basur is disqualified prior to the Zrika, we can't do Zrika for the oil itself. Says the Gemara, leave it Rebbe Lezer Kulam Loi Pligi. Everybody, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon certainly cannot be following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, because Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion that we could do Zrika even without the basur being available, and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon clearly, as we explained his opinion, doesn't hold that way. Ki Pligi, the Machlokes is according to Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezer, man damal loy hortz Rebbe Yeshua. To say that Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Yeshua agree is very understandable. Rebbe Yeshua said, "Im ein basur ein dam." If you don't have kosher basur, you don't do zrik stam. And so did Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon say that even though the basur and the ar are separated prior to the zrika, Rebbe Lezer taught us that since the basur is disqualified, we cannot do a Zrika Saddam. However, can Rebbe opinion be consistent with the opinion of Rebbe Yeshua? Manda Mahurza, is Rebbe's opinion, who he held that if you separated the R from the Basar before the Basar became disqualified, we could do a Zrika Saddam for the R itself, can he be following the opinion of Rebbe Yeshua? Amalach, so which he says, Rebbe, my opinion could be consistent even with Rebbe Yeshua. Because at Kalei come Rebbe Yeshua Hasav El Vavasar. Where did Rebbe Yeshua say, in a case where the Basar became disqualified, and when the Basar became disqualified, so the owner is not going to get credit for this carbon, and the Kohanim are not entitled to the Or yet. And since the Kohanim are not entitled to the Or yet, so therefore there is no loss involved, and says Rebbe Yeshua, don't do Zrika Saddam. Aval Or, but in a case where the Zrika has been done already, maybe the Zrika shouldn't have been done because the Basar became disqualified, but the Zrika has been done, and now once the Zrika has been done, the Kohanim want to get their Or, and we're going to deprive them of the R. The Ikab say the Kohanim, there even Rebbe Yeshua will agree that once the Zrika was done, after the R was separated from the Basar, prior to the Basar becoming disqualified, the Zrika will accomplish that much that the Kohanim should get the R. Says the Gemara, there is a precedent to show such an understanding in Rebbe Yeshua. Midah Dehavah Deyevet. Just like Rebbe Yeshua is lenient in the Deyevet situation, the Tanya, as the Brisa says, Nitmer HaBasar Nifso, or Shiyotza Chutz L'Kloyim, that you don't have the Basar, because the Basar became Tomei, or disqualified, or Yotza, Rebbe Lezer Ami Yisrael. Rebbe Lezer says we could still do Zrika Saddam, because Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that we could do Zrika Saddam even though we don't have Basar. Rebbe Yeshua consistent with his opinion, why is it? And main basur, if the basur isn't here, that means the basur became disqualified. Lo yizrik, we shouldn't do zrika. However, might Rebbe Yeshua will agree, Shem Zorak, that if you did do zrika under these circumstances, hortzo, it is valid. Here too, Rebbe will say the same thing according to Rebbe Yeshua, that although the basur should not have been separated from the R, and therefore if the basur becomes disqualified, the R too should not have a zrika saddam. If it was separated, then you could do Zrika, and Zrika was done, the Zrika will be valid for the R. So we learned in the Mishnah that the Mishnah quoted the opinion of Chanina Sagana Kahanim, that he said, I never saw the R burnt. V'loi, asked the Gemara, is that true, that we never see the R being burnt? We're going to learn in our next Mishnah in Mitzvah that Parma and Srafim, Asirim and Srafim, are all burnt, the meat and the skin. So we see that certainly the Ar is burnt. Answers the Gemara, the Mitzvah Slot Communion. Rav Chinis Gan Kahanim wasn't referring to a situation where the Torah calls for the Ar to be burnt, that's the way it's supposed to be brought. That certainly he doesn't disagree with. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Re Kaidim Hefshit, the Kaidim Zrika, in a case where before the hide was separated from the basar, that if the basar becomes pasul, everyone agrees, as we just learned in our previous Gemara, even Rebbe would agree that you can't do Zrikas Hadam for such or if they're still connected. So how can we say that Chanina Sganik Adam never saw such a thing? Answers the Gemara, Cholitz Kaminin. We're not speaking about hide that's connected to the basar. If the hide is connected to the basar, if the basar must be burned, Rav Chinin Sganik Kahanim, everybody will agree that if the basar became disqualified and must be burned, so too is the halacha regarding the or. Here we're referring to a situation where the or got separated from the basar before the basar became possible. And now point out the achronim. We have another terence to the question of parma nisrofim and serum nisrofim. The Gemara could give this answer: the parma nisrofim and serum nisrofim are situations where they are still connected. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua is not speaking about a case where they're still connected. Ask the Gemara. Vayikar, acha hefshet, v'kodim zrika. What about a situation where hefshet took place and it's prior to the zrika? The Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Dama ein adam ratz ala bo'ar b'fnei atzma. The Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and we just said actually that is also the opinion of Rabbi Shua, and ein basar ein dam, that if there's no basar, you cannot do any zrikas dam. So what will be the case in such a situation? Answers the Gemara, Rav Chanina k'Rebbe Sfirlik. Rav Chanina actually holds like Rebbe, who is of the opinion that if the Or was separated from the Basar, if the Or was separated from the Basar prior to the Basar becoming Pasul, you can do Zrika Sadam. Vibay Seima. And as Mefarshim explained, the Gemara is not satisfied with leaving us with this answer, because by leaving us with this answer, we're going to have Rebbe paskening like Rav Elazar Bishua, and if we have Rebbe paskening, Rav Chanina and Rebbe agreeing, we're going to have a problem later on how we could then pasken. The Gemara is going to say soon that the halach is like the Chachamim. We always follow the opinion of Rebbe. We can explain like Rav Elazar Shimon. My the Rebbe, as we learned earlier in this year, Rebbe is of the opinion that we ought not to do Hefshet before Shchita. And since we ought not to do Hefshet before Shchita, that's why the halacha is that normally you won't have a case that you'll have R without having Basar. But indeed, if you would have R without the basar, the halacha would be, if you would have R without the basar, if you did separate the R from the basar, Rebbe will agree that the halacha is that you could do the zrika for the R itself. Ask the Gemara, but isn't there another circumstance? Isn't there the circumstance of Nimtzes Treif of Vnei Mayim? That what happens if you find that the animal was treif? Since you have a situation where the treifa was here before the separation, the skinning, before the separation of the R from the basar, and it was there also certainly prior to the zrika, then everybody ought to agree that when it's found to be a treifa later on, that the halacha should be that this, you have to burn that R too. Answers the Gemara, a very big chiddush. Kesavar, Reb Chanina is of the opinion Nimtzus treifa b'nei me'ayim rasa, that if the animal is found to be a treifa after you did the entire avodah properly, again, the entire avodah was done properly, and after the entire avodah was done properly, that's when the animal turns out to be a treifa. Since when you did the avodah, you weren't aware it's a treifa, because you can't become aware it's a, you can't become aware that it's a treifa until you actually open it up. Since that awareness wasn't there until that point, you could take, even though the basar will be also to be eaten, obviously, because the basar is the basar of an animal that's a treifa, the halacha will be that you could still eat, you could still have that or given to the kahana. Because, as the Rosh points out, a very important chiddush, the Rosh points out, from here we learn that the main issue whenever we deal with something being kosher or treif is not if it's physically treif or not. It's only when we become aware, is it or isn't it treif. In fact, the Pais can point out, according to what the Rosh is saying, let's say there's a kul and a chumrah. Let's say Isser fell into Heter. And we know, as we've discussed many times, there's a locha of Ein Mevatel Isser L'chatchila. The one is not L'chatchila allowed to Mevatel Isser. Point out the Paiskim. But let's say you weren't aware of that Isser when it happened, and you threw in more Heter. That will not be considered that you were Mevatel Isser L'chatchila, because you didn't know that you were doing anything wrong when you did this. On the other hand, say the Paiskim, there's also a chumrah involved in what we're saying. What's the chumrah involved in what we're saying? The chumrah involved in what we're saying is that let's say you had some isser fall into heter, and the isser is bottle in the heter. The isser is bottle in the heter, but you're not aware that you had any isser falling into the heter. But by the time, and then some more isser falls into the heter, and that you become aware of. Here too, say the Paiskim, the halacha will be that it's fine. Why will it be fine? Because there will be usser. Because since you weren't aware of the isser falling into the heter, if you're not aware of the isser falling into the heter, then the isser cannot become bottle. If the isser cannot become bottle, then the halacha is that if the isser cannot become bottle, the isser does not become bottle, and then if more isser falls in, the halacha will be that the entire mixture, since you don't have the right amount, will be treif. Deikanami, says the Gemara, similarly, Diktani, Amar Bekiva, Medvar V'lamadu, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva extrapolated from what Rav Chanina said, Shemashin as a Bechor, V'nimtzus treifa, if somebody separates the or from the boss of a Bechor. And as we explained when we learned in the Mishnah, just to repeat, the halacha is that a Bechor, if it's fine, it should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. If it's a Balmum, it should be brought to the Kohen uses for his own need. If it becomes disqualified, it's Osir Bahano. That means if it died without shechit, it's also bahano. Let's say you shechted the animal and you find that it's treif. You shechted the bechor and treif. She also kind of ma'ira. Since you only became aware of this disqualification later on, and by the time you became aware of disqualification, you had the or separated from the basar, you're allowed to have the or. Shema, we know we followed the moment that you found out, and when you found out they were separated. Since when you found out they were separated, the halacha is that it is kosher. Velamai kamash on Rekiva. So isn't that exactly what Rav Chanina said? What's Rekiva teaching us that we didn't learn from Rav Chanina? Ha-kamash mon, afil b'gvulun, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the same halacha will apply. Says the Gemara, Amar Chivar Abba Amar Yochan, halacha Rekiva. The halacha is like Rav Kiva. Bar Rav Kiva, however, it said the Gemara, Rekiva only said his halacha, al-kshetir mumcha. when a mumcha told us that we're allowed to eat of this carbon. So since the mumcha told us that we're allowed to eat of this carbon, that's when the halacha is that you shechted the bechor and you find it a treifa, at least the oil will be mutter. However, the Gemara says, the halacha is like the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, that even if afterwards you found out that the animal, is treif, since that invalidation was there before the skinning, the separation of the or from the basar, the halacha will be, says the Gemara, that you cannot eat of that. You will not be allowed to eat from that carbon. You will not be allowed to eat from that bechor. Interesting shaila, the Paiskim asked, what will happen if somebody does kaparis, and after he does the kaparis, he discovers that the chicken that he brought for a kapara is treif. What will be the halacha regarding that chicken? I saw interesting machlokes apaiskim. Most paiskim are of the opinion that it will still be a valid kapara. However, going back to a point that we made at the beginning of the shiur, the point of Chaim Briska, the Rav Chaim Briska says that any shechita that doesn't accomplish that you should be able to eat of that meat is not considered a valid shechita. Rav Chaim Briska is of the opinion that says the Sefer Me'adam Zmanim for a Moshe Sternbuch that you would have to do the kapara over. Says the Mishnah, Parman Esrofim Esirin Esrofim. In our shiurim, we've learned that there are many kabbonis that are called the chattas apnimius. Actually, just to quickly review, there are numerous situations that are considered, that are chattas apnimius, where the carbon is not brought on the mizbeach achitzin, but rather the carbon is brought on the mizbeach apnimi. We have the case of par koi mashiach, that when the kohen gadol does an aveira, par ham dover shel tzibur, when Beis Din erroneously paskins that they should do something wrong, Sirei Avodes Kochavim, when the erroneous Pesach of Beis Din involved an Aveira Avodah Zarah, and the Parvasar Shem Kippurim, that besides that their blood is sprinkled, like by all the Parvim Nisrafim, facing the Proichus and on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, their blood is also brought into the Beis Amig, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Mishnah Parma Nisrafim Asir Manisrafim, Bizman Shein Nisrafim Kmitzosim, when we followed the proper procedure, Nisrafim Beis Hadeshin. The burnt and the Beis Hadeshin, there were three machnas, both in the midbar. The three machnas were the machna Shechina, the machna Leviya, and the machna Yisrael. And outside of the base, that was in time of the Mishkan, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, there was the Har HaBayis, there was the Azara, there's the Har HaBayis, and there's Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah that these Karbonis should be taken outside of all three Machnas to the Beis HaDeshen, or Matam Begodim, and they are Matam Begodim whoever wears them. And as the Mefarshim point out, what this means to say is that not only the person, the Godim, the Rambam says this, not only the Godim of the person wearing it becomes possible, but even, says the Rambam, the Godim that he touches becomes possible. Them ain't the Srafik Mitzvahsam, but if they were not following the proper procedure, they became disqualified. The Srafim the Beis Abira, they burnt on the Beis Amigdash, Vemetam Begodim, and the Alok of Tumas Begodim will not apply. And the Gemara now immediately begins to explain all of these halachas in a moment. They would carry them out on poles. If those in the front left the Azara, but the people in the back have not yet left the Azara, the people in the front have the stin of Tumas Begodim, but the Achroinim aren't Tame until they actually leave. Yatsu, once those in the back have also left Eilu Matamim Begodim. They're all Matamim Begodim. Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Matamim Begodim, there is no Tumas Begodim, Ad Sheyutzas Arba Rubam, until the fire catches on to most of the carcass. Nita Chabosar, once the meat has decomposed, Ein Ha'Sarit Matamim Begodim, the Din of Tumas Begodim no longer applies. My Bira, the Mishnah said that if they became disqualified, then they should be burnt in the Bira. What is the Bira? Amar Rav Bechana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mokum Yesh Bahar Abayis, Bira Shema. There was a special place on the Har Abayis called the Bira. The Shlok Hashama, Kol Abayis, Kruoloi, Kar Bira, the entire Beis HaMikdash complex, the entire Temple Mount, the entire Azara is called Bira. Shneva Elabera Shechinoisi, a special place that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Hashem, David tells Hashem, I prepared a Bira. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Shol Beis HaDesh Shanim Hayi. The three places where burning took place. Beis HaDesh and Gol Hayi Vazara. There was a large Beis HaDesh in the Azara. Shisham Sarfim Suli Kachi Kachim. If Kachi Kachim, or the Emurim of the Kachi Kachim, the meat, or the Emurim of the Kachi Kachim become disqualified, that's where they were burned. The Emurim Kachi Kalim, or the Emurim of the Kachi Kalim get disqualified, that's where they burned. Or Parma Nesrofim, or Sirim Nesrofim. If Irbem Sulkan Zrika, if they became disqualified before the Zrika, that's where they were burned. Beis Adeshin Acher Hoi Barabais. There was another Beis Adeshin on the Harabais. Shisham Sarfim Parma Nesrofim Sirim Nesrofim Shirbem Psul Achaz Rika. If the disqualification and these Parma Nesrofim Sirim Nesrofim happened after the Zrika, that's where they were burned. Umitzvasim, and when the Parma Nesrofim and the Sirim Nesrofim are burned as they're supposed to be burned, then they're burned Chutz L'Shalosh Matnas. That's one version of the three places that we burned. But now we have a different version. Tani Levi, Shalom Beis HaDeshanim Hayah. There were three. Beis Gushan Hayu Bazara, Shisham Sarfim Psuli Kachi Kachim. That's where they burned Kachi Kachim that got disqualified, or the Emurim of the Kachi Kachim that got disqualified, Emur Kachim Kalim, Usparma Nesrofim Sirim Nesrofim, She'ir Ben Psul, Ben Kain Zrika Ben Lach Zrika. It doesn't make a difference if it happened before or after the Zrika. Even if the Psul, according to Levi, happened after the Zrika, if they weren't taken out yet of the Azara, they should be burnt in the Azara. Beis Adashin Achahoy Barabais, according to Levi, Shisham Sarfim Parman Esrofim, or Psirim Esrofim, Shirvim Sobitiosim. If the disqualification happened as they were taking him out of the Azara, they should be burnt on the Harabais, not in the Azara. Or Kmitzvasim, if they're being burnt as they're supposed to, they're burnt Chutz L'Shalosh Matnas. Asking my brother Rav Yehuda, Lina, while we're halacha, if we left the meat of the Parma Nesrofim, Mashtab the Parma Nesrofim, Sirim Nesrofim, is there a psul Lina by these kabbonis? Mina, when do we say that Lina, Kimahane Lina, that Lina is considered disqualification? But Bas the Barachila, the meat that ought to be eaten, Avalhani, the Parma Nesrofim, the Sirim Nesrofim, since the meat of those kabbonis are burnt, the Lab Nechila Ninu, the meat that are going to be burned, loy, the same, this halacha will not apply. Oidema, loy shna, it makes no difference if it's burnt or not, there is a psolina. Amar Rava, ha milsa, ibar le abaya, it says Rabbi asked this question of abaya, or pashtana lamiha, and he tried to answer it from the following braisa. The shavin, we learned earlier in Amasechta, that even Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan have machlaikis regarding when a machshivas tigel applies, but they all agree shem chishev v'chilas parmas rifasam, that if there's machshivas tigel regarding the eating the parmanis rafim, or even burning the parmanis rafim, shloasa klum, that that's not considered a machshivas tigel. As we learned earlier in our Masechta, there's a machloek between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, how if there's a machalocha tigel regarding Parm and Sirim and Esrofim. That means, if somebody who did an Avodah on one of these Kabbonis, have in mind that it should be burnt on the Mizbeach the next day, the Chum hold that becomes Pigol. The Rav Shimon says it does not. However, if there's a machshava regarding the meat of that carbon, even the Chachamim agree that it's not pigel. In other words, if the Kohen had a mind to eat the meat the next day, there's no pigel, because this is not meat that's normally eaten. Or if the Kohen had a mind to burn the meat at the proper place the next day, it also doesn't become pigel, because it has to involve, Machshavas pigel has to involve consumption, and consumption, as we said, means either human consumption or Mizbeach consumption. This is neither, this is consumption outside the Beis Hamikdash. My love, so isn't this a raya? Midach shavu apostle, since there is no machshavas pesel by parma esrafim, sin esrafim, lina also loy pesel doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. V'dilma machshavu loy pesel. Maybe there is no pigel, but even though that there is no pigel, perhaps Avelina Paslo, there is Mechsheves Lina, Toshma. So the Gemara wants to bring a right from the following Mishnah. Parman, Esrafim, Sin, Esrafim, May Alam, Bar Mishnah, Dishu. Once they became designated, you could have meal in them. Nifshtu, once they become slaughtered, Huchshel, Apostle, but Tful Yoim, if a Tful Yoim touches it, or a Mechusu Kapurim touch them, they become Apostle. Ubelina, and they also become Apostle through Lina. My love, doesn't the Mishnah mean Lina Spasser? So we see that Lina applies by Parman Esrafim as soon as Esrafim. So the Gemara Loi, it's referring to the Amorim. The Amorim, since they're put on the Mizbeach, certainly have a Psul Lina. V'amidetani Sefer, Kulma Alman Beis Adeshen. We learned that the Mishnah says, there's Mi'ila on them, even after they're put onto the Beis Adeshen, Atchi Yutach Abosar, until the meat has decomposed. So we see that this Mishnah is talking about the Basar, not just the Amorim. So because it says Atshiyutach HaBasar, isn't this a Raya? The Midasefer is talking about the Basar. The Reish is also talking about the Basar. So the Gemara, that isn't compelling. Midi-Iria. Sefer is Taka talking about the Basar. The Reish is speaking strictly about the Amorim, but we still don't have a Raya that there's Lina on the Basar. Toshma, the Tani Leva, Shirva Psovi Yitzyosim. We spoke about, in the Bryce that we just quoted before, the different places where the carbon, had, where the part of the stuff had burned, that if a Psov happened as they were leaving the Azara, then they would be burnt on the Harabayas, not in the Azara, according to Levi. My love, what is the Psov? Isn't the Psov Lina? Isn't that the Psov that we're referring to? Because we're talking about the Basar, and isn't the Psul a Psulina? So the Gemara Loi, it doesn't necessarily mean that there was a Psulina, there was a Psul Tumah, Psul Yitziah, but it could be that a Psulina does not apply to such, that a Psulina does not apply to such a, to Parma Nisrofim and Sirim HaNisrofim.